Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Banda. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Otis moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Porter reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball four. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Hurdle reaches third base with a triple. Porter scores. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-1 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-4, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-4, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Money takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Royals. Paul Mitchell now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 13-4, Royals. Sal Bando now pitching. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Ben Ogilvie now playing first base. Don Money now playing third base. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 14-4, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ogilvie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. White reaches second base with a double. Lockhock scores. Wilson scores. It's 16-4, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 17-4, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 17-6, Royals. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 6. the Royals will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing right field. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Fosse pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Sal Bando now playing second base. Jim Gantner now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quirk moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Frank White. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. McRae reaches second base with a double. Terrell goes all the way around to score. It's 18-6, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 18, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Todd Cruz now playing shortstop. UL Washington now playing second base. Marty Patton now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. Fosse moves to second. It's 18-7, Royals. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fosse scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 18-8, Royals. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wolford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 18, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.